When you think of the sneaker brand K-Swiss, you probably get nostalgic and think of the preppy white leather K-Swiss classics that were a staple of the 90s. But K-Swiss is making a comeback and has some new and progressive products up their sleeves. The latest sneaker release is the K-Swiss Startup, purpose-built for today's entrepreneur. K-Swiss believes that entrepreneurs are the new heroes of culture. Once all young people wanted to be an athlete in the big leagues or a celebrity in a band, but now aspirations have changed. The aspiration of today is to build your own business or brand, to be independent, creative, and successful. The new startup from K-Swiss isn't a sneaker for athletes, it's a sneaker for CEOs. With a sophisticated and sleek design in premium leather, the startup matches the versatility needed by today's hustlers, going from the office to a client meeting to the airport or to a social event. It has lightweight comfort for people on their feet all day and has some slick features like a zipper to make the on-off process quick and easy, great for getting through TSA. Today's entrepreneur needs to be comfortable but also stylish and presentable. These are the sneakers for you. And the K-Swiss Startup is only available at kswiss.com. Cutting out the middleman and creating a killer price at just $69 for a shoe that would normally retail for over $90. The startup comes in three colors, each named for one of the key attributes of today's entrepreneur: risk, ambition, and vision. Go check them out today at www.kswiss.com/startup and use code ENT10 to get 10% off your purchase. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur, then take the next step. Try the new startup from K-Swiss. This is How Success Happens, where the staff of Entrepreneur chats with innovators, writers, artists, chefs, and a range of other unique personalities to better understand the traits that make excellence possible.
Nobody in Silicon Valley thinks it's actually them. They think everybody else is like this.
One of my regrets actually now, we should have pulled the plug sooner.
It's amazing when the universe sees you commit, how all of a sudden all these resources start to come together.
Thanks for joining us. And now, How Success Happens. Cheers to happy accidents. Hi, I'm Dan Bova, editorial director of Entrepreneur.com. Thanks for tuning in. Today, I'm speaking with Dusty Stutzman, the co-founder of Night Out, which is a digital platform that curates tickets to awesome local events like food festivals, concerts, art shows, and more. Night Out serves people who want to go to these events and also people who are trying to get butts in the seats of their events. So the accident part. Well, the idea for Night Out came from the unexpected way that users of his other business, a food delivery platform called sbmenus.com, were engaging with his site. I'll let Dusty explain exactly what that means when we get to our interview, but first, a word from our sponsor. We've heard it time and time again, as fundraising advice, as a pitch tip, and even as the first step to planning your business's revenue model. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. But many growing businesses have a hodgepodge of systems for accounting, sales, inventory, and more that can keep them from getting close to their numbers. That inefficiency can drain time and resources, which can then hurt their bottom lines. Introducing NetSuite by Oracle, the business management software that handles every aspect of your business in an easy-to-use cloud platform, giving you the visibility and control you need. With NetSuite, you can save time, money, and unnecessary headaches by managing sales, finance and accounting, orders, and HR instantly, right from your desktop or phone. That's why NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system. And right now, NetSuite is offering you valuable insights for free with a guide titled 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits. That's at netsuite.com/HSH. That's netsuite.com/HSH to download your free guide. And now, our next sponsor. You're passionately curious about the world around you, and especially about leadership, creativity, and success. That's why you're listening to this. So you can keep digging in and learning about what it takes to succeed in business with an absolute master of the field like Howard Schultz when you sign up for Masterclass. I'm a writer, editor, and producer, and much like the folks we report on at Entrepreneur, I have all kinds of side projects going on. So having the chance to take courses led by writing icons like Malcolm Gladwell and Neil Gaiman was incredible. My only problem is that there is so much inspiring and helpful information, I often want to stop 5 minutes into a lesson and start applying what I just learned, which is kind of ironic because one of Malcolm Gladwell's great insights is that the job of a writer isn't to supply ideas, but to be patient enough to find the ideas. I'm trying, Malcolm, I'm trying. Masterclass offers exclusive access to online classes taught by absolute masters of their craft. With Masterclass, you're learning from the best. These classes are filmed at the level of an incredible movie or TV show. You'll feel like you're right across from instructors like Serena Williams and Ron Howard. Learn business leadership from Howard Schultz, economics and society from Paul Krugman, and tons more. Masterclass offers classes on everything from game design to basketball to French pastry fundamentals. Steve Martin teaches comedy. That's kind of insane. There are over 60 classes and new ones are added all the time, and you can explore these lessons in whatever order you'd like, on your phone, tablet, Apple TV, and computer. At approximately 10 to 15 minutes in length, Masterclass lessons can fit into any schedule. No excuses here, people. Plus, Masterclass offers a 30-day money-back guarantee when you sign up for annual membership, so you've got nothing to lose by checking it out. So, you can now have unlimited access to every Masterclass, and as a How Success Happens listener, you'll get $30 off. Just go to masterclass.com/HSH for $30 off your first year of an all-access pass. That's masterclass.com/HSH for unlimited access to Masterclass at $30 off. Masterclass.com/HSH. So today we are talking with one of the coolest named people I've ever spoken to, Dusty Stutzman. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dan?
Good, good. So where are we? We are talking over the phone. So where are you right now?
I'm currently at our headquarters, which is in sunny Santa Barbara, California.
Nice. I'm sure it's a little bit nicer than Midtown Manhattan, which is where I'm talking to you from. So, Dusty, you are the CEO of Night Out. So maybe before we get too deep, why don't you tell people what Night Out is and what it's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to. The Night Out is essentially a marketing and ticketing platform for the live entertainment space. Essentially, we operate at the intersection of ticket buyers and ticket sellers. So we're a B2B2C platform, and we believe our unique approach to serve both really unlocks new revenue potential, increases retention across the platform, and really drives growth to the marketplace. So what does that actually mean? We're on the ticketing side, we basically sell our platform, which we call Backstage, to event producers really of all shapes and sizes. So that's anything from a live music venue to a conference, any kind of holiday event, craft beer, food, wine event. And essentially our platform powers everything from the payment to the scanning of their ticket when they come to the event. So really it's an A to Z platform that they can use to power their event from end to end. And then on the flip side, we marry that with Night Out, which is our discovery platform, being our app and website that consumers can use to find where to go and what to do. So that unique conduit between the two is something that essentially empowers us as the platform to bring them both unique value. And that's something that within the ticketing industry has been something that we've leveraged to grow and has been something that our clients find really valuable.
Awesome. So we'll get into the business part of it in a minute, but just as a consumer, why would I go to Night Out as opposed to Ticketmaster or something like that? What's the difference in the experience for the consumer?
Yeah, great question. So within Night Out, we're a primary ticketing platform, which most of the time is actually exclusive with the ticketing provider. So the essential difference between us and, say, a Ticketmaster is really simply the type of the event. We're not partnering up with Madison Square Garden or the Hollywood Bowl. That's definitely a Ticketmaster realm. We're more so, I don't want to call it smaller events because it's not necessarily smaller, but I guess more curated, more unique, a little bit more nitty gritty with each community that we're in. So you're getting a lot of culinary type events, things that frankly aren't found on Ticketmaster. So it's more so what you can find on Night Out versus what you can find on Ticketmaster. Another thing that's unique about us is that we actually pull in events from select secondary ticketing platforms that actually gives consumers the ability to both find and purchase the events that are commonly sold on, you know, your likes of Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, right through Night Out as well. So we, you know, essentially are giving them much more to choose from than a handful of these other folks.
Awesome. How long have you been up and running, and sort of how did you arrive at this?
Without getting too far into the weeds, actually,
Start with your birth, yeah. And then we'll go from there.
It was a cold winter's in Aspen.
Right.
I was born in Aspen, Colorado. Grew up in a pretty entrepreneurial family. Both my parents own their own business. So from a very young age, I was going to work with them after school and on the weekends, and really learning what it takes to run a business and how much hard work went into it. And really kind of inherently just wanted to run my own business. Really didn't know how or when or where or what that was going to be. Just in the back of my mind, kind of always knew that that was the path that I wanted to take. So fast forward from growing up in Aspen, going through high school there, I was finishing up school at Colorado State University, studying finance and real estate. And in the summer before my senior year, stumbled upon a business model that was actually food delivery. And this was 2008. So, you know, super early days of e-com and buying things online, especially food, and getting that delivered to your door. So instantly I was pretty attracted to that business model and looped in who is my best friend. And long story short, he and I ended up working on that idea throughout the summer and launched what became sbmenus.com later that fall in 2008. So that was kind of our first business, which we actually sold late last year after 10 years in operation. But bringing that full circle to Night Out, on the early version of SB Menus, we had, super funny to think about now, but we had a bar specials and entertainment page that completely contrary to the business model, which, as I mentioned, was all based around food delivery. That one was actually the most popular page and by far on our website. And
okay.
So it was very surprising, but looking at that, you know, naturally we saw like, oh, people are finding this information really useful. It could be something that we could theoretically bring through an app, which again, 2008, this is, or 2000, probably nine, this was super early. The app store had been launched. It was brand new. So what we were talking about was basically bringing through entertainment, happy hours, menus, bars, restaurants, nightclubs, basically in the palm of your hand on your iPhone, and you know, learning what DJ was playing where, what happy hour was happening at what bar at what time, and what that included. So really the early days of Night Out was, you know, really in the name. It was like, what's going on tonight and where, and I'm accessing that in the palm of my hand. So kind of fast forward through clunking around with that, we fell into the event ticketing space, and that was really kind of a happy mistake, just by working with people in the entertainment industry on you know, not only pushing their venue but their events. And then we introduced e-com and started messing around with ticketing. And you know, it wasn't until I think 2013 in June we actually launched our official ticketing platform, and that's really been our core focus ever since.
Wow, that's great. There's a lot of things in there I want to get to. One is you mentioned you launched with your best friend, and he or she is still your best friend. So how did you manage that?
Yeah.
you're still speaking to each other. So and assuming you've been through some stressful times as entrepreneurs and decision making, sometimes there's differing opinions. So how do you guys sort of how do you navigate that?
Yeah, great question. I mean, and not only do we still talk, but I mean, he's sitting in the office right next to me right now. And you know, we're still friends first outside of working together every day. I mean, we are friends with all the same people. You know, we have a couple of dinner on the schedule every Tuesday evening. So, you know, we maintain a really strong personal relationship, you know, which I think complements the business, and the business complements that, right? We're able to really work through problems together, really kind of by mistake, complement each other very, very well. I think we have strengths on either side that really kind of help the other and see things differently. And throughout all of it, you know, we've seen a lot of highs and lows with both businesses, and have had some really tough conversations about the future of each and what that means for both of us and the businesses and personally and yada yada. But at the end of the day, he and I have been able to compromise and see things through each other's eyes and be able to really work through problems, frankly, with pretty good ease. And I think that both he and I are really lucky in that regard, because I've seen and heard and talked to a lot of people who have had partners and partnerships that haven't gone so well. So I would just say more so than anything, we've been very lucky to be in business with one another.
Oh, that's great. And pretend he's not sitting right next to you. Who's the smart one?
I will do not answer that.
That's funny. So yeah. I've talked to people who are all different kinds of businesses, but usually there's, like we talked about, Ticketmaster. Someone, say, starts a smaller kind of boutique coffee shop, for example. Like, do you ever have moments, or did you ever have moments where you're like, whoa, we are going up against, like, these monster ticket sellers? Like, what are we doing here? Or did you always see these sort of gaps in what they could do, and you saw that opportunity?
I think about that on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's certainly at the top of the mind, and it always is. And I would just say that even through knowing how well equipped most of our competitors are, we've been able to leverage our strengths also. And that is being agile, it's being nimble, it's really doubling down on things that no one else can control, no money can buy, and that's customer service. And I think that that's something that we are purely second to none in not only our industry, but I would put us up against any company. And we've really baked that into not only how we operate the business, but the technology itself. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, through years and years and years of listening to our customers, hearing what their pain points are with whomever they're currently using, whether it's Ticketmaster or someone else, we've been able to both form features, functionality, and operational efficiencies surrounding those pain points. So really our platform and us and how we approach the industry, we solve problems and we're able to kind of deliver on those requests, I think, more quickly than a larger organization is. So I think that both service and our ability to kind of be agile and flexible really kind of is a huge advantage when someone has to use a platform as much as they're using an event ticketing platform.
Right.
People are in and out of their technology every day. It's one of the most crucial pieces of the success of their event. So not only having a great technology to be able to do that on, having great people who answer the phone or answer text, who will be there when something might go wrong and to help out. And, you know, I think that that's been such a crucial part of our business and our success and a reason why we've been able to grow.
How many employees would you say you have?
We're up to 16, actually.
16,
looking at number 17 as we speak.
Oh, wow. Okay. So as you grow, what steps do you take to sort of communicate that culture of this is what this company is about, customer first, as you said? How do you make sure that that message, every time someone who's representing you picks up the phone or communicates, is delivering that message to the customers?
Really good question. And it's something that we figure out as we go. Starting my first business, who, you know, it was just myself and my business partner. We were a two-man team. And at the most, we had one employee under us. So that business is greatly different than Night Out. And scaling from Night Out from a team of 5 to 10 was a big change. Scaling a team from 10 to 15 is a big change. So something that we're still working with, still figuring out, but really it has to come from within. And it's, I think, who myself and my business partner are as people. And that kind of, I think, just ripples throughout the organization and in the way that we deal with our employees and our relationships and really just kind of create an atmosphere that allows them to be thoughtful and kind and really kind of, I guess, bring that through to our customers. So I would say without having manual that they have to go by, like, this is the type of person I need to be, I think it's more so the type of person that we hire and them inherently just being who they are through their role in the company.
Right. Got it. That's great. So as you continue to grow, do you guys have, is there a particular goal that you see before you? Is it about getting bigger? Is it about getting to a certain size and exiting? Like, what do you hope for?
Yeah. I mean, you know, really over the last year, 2018 was for us a really, I think, monumental year. Not in terms of growth necessarily, but we really focused on solving internal roadblocks, inefficiencies, things that we kept bumping our heads against, and ultimately was really preventing us from growing to bounds farther than we were. Our entire team did a great job of kind of nailing each one of those goals within their role. And that left us in a really strong position to pounce on big opportunities. So really at this point, focusing on our goals for this year, we're razor focused on growing the business and capturing as much market share. And we feel like we're in the best position we ever have been to do so. So I think within growing the business and really focusing on that, you know, naturally certain opportunities will come our way, whether that's potential exit or an investment that, you know, can add even more fuel to our fire. But I think that we've positioned ourselves to be open to those opportunities and be in that mix. So I'm frankly really excited for what the future holds, and we're having some really interesting and opportunistic conversations right now. So we'll kind of see where that goes.
Awesome. That's great. So some people who are listening to this have an idea, or maybe they've taken a few steps from it being an idea, but they're very, very early on in whatever business that they're hoping to launch. If you could kind of whisper one thing that you've learned from back from 2008 that you kind of wish you knew then that you know now, like what would you tell people that whatever you do, do this or don't do this?
I mean, that's a very, very long list. But
Top five.
I think one really big thing that we've really kind of always done is celebrate the wins. Big or small, they're really good for you and whomever you're working with to recognize your progress. And it's really great for the team to stay engaged and excited about the direction of the company. So I think celebration, regardless of, you know, how big or small something is, a win's a win's a win. And especially early on, they really come few and far between. So you got to hang your hat on something at the end of the day, and being excited about progress is certainly something that will keep your fire burning inside about what you're doing. Kind of on the flip side of that, I would say going into a business, make sure you're comfortable with dealing with problems. A lot of running a business is putting out fires and working through issues. So, you know, make sure you're mentally, physically, and honestly, emotionally ready to ride the roller coaster. A lot of your business is really you bringing yourself to the world, right? And it's hard not to take things personal. So, you know, really just being able to put your emotions aside and whatever you personally feel aside and focus on what's best for the company and kind of look at that with eyes wide open and navigate that problem or those problems quickly and efficiently. I think that that's something to be aware of specifically going into a business. I think those two are kind of on the opposite spectrums of one another, but
right.
But I think both really important for going into it.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's very cool. So for people who are interested in checking your business out, what's the first step? They go to your website and say what city they live in or where they're going or both?
Yeah. Nightout.com. And from there, we kind of funnel the user through, you know, if I want to explore events and experiences and, you know, basically select your city and just find what you're looking for. And on the flip side, if, you know, it's someone who is looking to sell tickets, we have nightout.com/backstage, which is a good intro to our platform and some of our features and our pricing. So those would be kind of the opposite people looking at our website. But yeah, just nightout.com.
All right. Well, be sure to check that out. Listen to Dusty's words. He has earned this knowledge through hard work and a little bit of pain here and there, but it sounds like you guys are doing pretty great. So that's awesome. And we appreciate you sharing this advice. So thanks so much. And it's anightout.com. Check it out.
That's our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. How Success Happens comes out every week. To catch each episode, please subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Like, share, leave us a review so we can always be improving. Go to entrepreneur.com for more episodes of this show and for our other great podcasts. That's entrepreneur.com. Thanks.